This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. My ESP clearly working. Jane has put the Sia song in on the break where I'm going to be doing the Sia story. Going to talk about Sia.
It's like a miracle.
It is. Well, I mean, I've been working on my telekinesis for a while. And I think I've got it honed now. I mean, I looked up and went, oh, look at that, cheap thrills, as I'm about to do the Sia story. The Sia story is great. I love the Sia story. I can't wait to tell you about it. Do it right after this. Symphony San Jose. This weekend, experience the magic of Hollywood at Symphony San Jose's Hollywood Spectacular. It's your favorite movie scores performed live by the Symphony. Tonight out at the Symphony. Come on, let's check this out. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now. Symphony San Jose. Okay. Sia.
Yeah.
We don't know Sia. She's the lady who never hardly ever shows her face and gives a $100,000 prize to somebody, or maybe it's $50,000. I can't remember. She gives somebody on Survivor the Sia prize every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think did she do it the first time for our local guy, Ty?
Yep.
Who would not allow the chickens to be killed.
Right.
Named the chickens, loved the chickens, tended the chickens, fought anyone who wanted to kill the chickens. You're not killing the chickens.
What exactly is the Sia Prize? Like, how does she base it?
Well, that one was like an animal lover one. Mm-hmm. But I think it just comes down to whoever her favorite person
she watches
is.
The show, and there's usually certain standouts in different areas. Like, someone will, like, right now, there's a young man who stutters, and you can't help but feel for him.
Mm.
And he's talking about people like him, and then these two guys bond over he had a stutter and had to do, and you see this stuff, and you go, yeah, that person really has, opened my eyes to, like, I don't struggle with that.
Right.
Never have.
Right.
What an unfortunate reality to be stuck in, where he is, and at the moment with Jeff, where he asked the guy,
"Should I step
when
in and
you're
help
stuck?
You?
Do you want me to help you get through it?" And the guy said, "No, please be patient. I'm trying to get that out." And you wouldn't have. I didn't know how he was going to answer that. That would have been a bet. You could have stopped it and said, "What will he say?"
Right.
I don't know.
Just let him get through it.
So there's a lot of things like that that would make Sia might go, I love him.
Yep. Yeah.
It's great.
You know, there's another lady on there right now who has autism and she's discussing her struggles, and you'd kind of go, okay.
And the guy who basically adopted her, you go, okay, he might be the guy. Like, he stepped right up for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she watches the show, and that's not the only reason I love her. My dad cries when he hears Sia songs. So I'm always on the lookout for a Sia story.
You
don't see that many.
The way dads cry, that we carried the kids in our womb. Mm. Like, what is that?
It's almost like it emotionally hardens a woman. And it brings out the woman in you.
Yeah, something entirely else out of men. Ugh.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
How many kids does Sia have?
None.
One?
So neither answer is right. But if you'd asked me, I would have said none. I never heard anything about any kids she's got.
Right.
Nothing. Nope.
She's got none kids.
Yeah, she has three. She has three kids.
Do the real parents know?
Not on two of them. I mean, on two of them, maybe. I don't know. They were in the foster program. So, but she had a third baby a year ago. She had a baby a year ago.
She does stay out of the limelight.
She definitely does. She is currently seeking a divorce from a man by the name of Dan Benrad.
She's married to?
Not for long, but yes. She...
Sia, we don't even know
I
you.
I know. I read this story. I'm like, I got to talk about this. It's fascinating. And she is a lady who half her face is covered almost all the time. I've seen her a few times without without the face covering. Remember when Jane went as Sia one year for Halloween, and she has like the perfect mouth for it. Like she looks exactly like, if you take away half of Jane's face, she looks exactly like Sia.
I only remember the time she was Marilyn Monroe. And
that freaked me out. It's like,
took my head clean off. Like,
recognize
her. Are you kidding me? You're a blonde in white?
I know.
What?
Oh, yeah. And she
pulled it too.
Killed.
Like, looked amazing.
Like the whole room was fanning itself. Like, wow. Jesus Christ, Jane, you got to get out of here. It's too much.
It's too hot. Go away. Anyway, she did Sia one year, and I was like, and then even sometimes I'll watch Sia singing, and I'm like, that could be Jane.
Oh.
Like her mouth, they just have similar mouths. Anyway, so let me start at the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Pop singer songwriter Sia.
What's her problem?
Well, she has three kids. So. Although, that gets weird too. She's very much keeps her personal life on the down low. Very private. So private that according to a new report, she welcomed her third child almost a year ago. According to documents, I don't know who is sneaking around Sia's house spying on her.
What?
The Associated Press says Sia welcomed a baby named Somersault Wonder Bernad with her now estranged husband. This apparently the baby was born March 27th of 2024. The kid's 51 weeks old.
Somersaults are so overrated in that when you're a kid, you just do them and then when you're older and you go, I used to love it. And then your like lower back slams down on the ground and you're like,
Why would I have done that?
That no part of that was fun or felt good.
I'm too heavy to be rolling on my spine on the ground. I mean, that is just so many problems with the somersault.
I thought it was two names. I thought it was summer, like the season, and then salt.
No, nope. Oh, somersault with an S-A-U-L-T.
Either both is ridiculous.
You know what? No, it makes a lot more sense the way you said it because a somersault, that kid's going to be like, yeah, I stopped doing those, on demand, on request.
I guess I'll call her Summer or Salty or something.
Call him Summer.
Yeah.
I like Salty.
Summer. Or just Somersault. S-O-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T. Somersault. Which I guess that's how you spell Somersault. I wouldn't have known. I would have spelled it literally S-U-M-M-E-R-S-A-L-T. Somersault. But no, it's a thing. That kid's a year old. It's her third child after the singer adopted two 18-year-old boys in 2019.
They're 18?
They were when she adopted them.
What?
Now, I had to go. I was like, okay, so they're 18 now, right? In 2019, they were 13-year-olds or 12-year-olds, right? No. She watched a piece. Let me get this exact thing here.
I'll tell you something that we know about this. The foster system, we know this because we used to work with Sleep Train. Mm-hmm. And he did
tons of stuff for the foster program.
And he used to tell us about it and wanted us to sort of be involved. And of course, when you hear him talk about it and he was passionate about it, you can't help but feel that. But he would talk about how at 18, these kids are turned out. You're done here and you've got to go make a life for yourself.
There's no more state support. There's no more help. There's no help with college. There's no,
right.
None of
that. So that's pretty great that she's jumped in there like that.
They say she's been reticent to speak about her personal life in the past, but she has talked about this. I mean, this is a known thing, apparently. I didn't know, but Vogue Australia knew. I guess I don't subscribe to that, so I didn't know. She's an Australian lady. So Vogue Australia sits her down for an interview after she adopts these two sons in 2019. Vogue Australia. Vogue Australia.
Gets the scoop.
Mm-hmm. And keeps it, apparently. So I never heard anything about this. So Sia says that she saw one of her now sons in a documentary about the foster care system.
Boom.
And she was like, I am going to adopt him. She meets him and he's got a friend. And she's like, what? Like,
he doesn't have anybody. Too.
Oh my God, I'm going to find him and I'm going to be his mommy. And so that's what I did. So she adopts these two 18-year-old boys, and they were just about to age, and they were talking about how once, and maybe when you're 19, you age out in Australia, because they were 18-year-olds when she adopted them. Hmm. And she was like, I am going to go grab them. And so she is saying that these are now going to be the men in her life. She says, let's see.
She got rid of that good-for-nothing husband.
Yeah.
Dale.
Dan.
Ugh.
Dan Bernad. Mm. She's basically saying, I am divorcing these two because they're now, they've got to be 23, 24, 25. I don't know. I can't do math. But 2019, it's 2025 now. Who knows? Some number of years 26. Later. Sure.
Right? You know, you okay. can do math. The one time you screwed it up.
Not anymore. No.
I
don't even try now.
Oh, 24, actually. Sorry.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, like, what are they? And did they already have their birthdays this year? So have they gone on to one more year later? I don't know. It doesn't matter. She has two 20-somethings floating around at her house, and they are her men now. She's like, that's it. I've decided I was going to...
You don't mean in a weird way, right?
I don't. Initially, I did think to myself, what are you doing? Two 18-year-olds? I don't understand.
Taking the MILF thing one step too far, no. Sia.
She says, the next thing I'm planning to do is foster actual infants. Maybe their mother's drug addicted, and then I can help look after them until their mom can get back on the wagon or an adoptive home is found. If I can do that, I think I'll feel like I'm superhuman.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a great, and it's a big deal, and I can't even imagine.
But she basically stepped in and saved these two, and mm-hmm. now she's got another kid, and she's like, these two are the men in my lives. It sounds like it's working out. Like, this is so, it's lovely. I really like it. Let's see. Two 18-year-old boys. She did revisit. This has actually been out there. She said they were aging out and she's decided to be single for the rest of her life and the sons will continue to be the main men in her life. It worked out. She saw them on a, documentary and went, you are the one for me. Boom. Three kids now. And they have a little sister.
Wow.
I know. Okay. Now this next story. It's sad. It's not a great story, but it also isn't the Kanye stuff. So I'm hoping that we don't get to the Kanye stuff.
All right.
We had heard a little while back that Aubrey Plaza's husband had committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
988, if you need someone to talk to, the suicide hotline is always available for you. You don't have to. You just talk to someone first. Aubrey Plaza is now revealing that they had been separated for, I guess, as they're looking into this man's death and talking to her, some stuff has come out. And so, of course, TMZ's all over that. Aubrey Plaza and her late husband, Jeff Baena, were separated for several months before he took his own life. Their marital difficulties are revealed in the medical examiner's report. In the document obtained by TMZ, the ME notes that Jeff was separated from his wife since September of 2024.
What a strange thing for them to have info on.
I agree. I think that because he had called her the night before and there's a text exchange the morning of, she must have been reached out to. And so that was included for some reason in the medical. Like, what were the circumstances of this person's death? I'm with you. I don't know why that would be included, but it was. So they separated in 2024. By the way, they weren't married all that long either. I want to say they may be married at the end of 2021. It'll be in here somewhere in this long. You know the thing about TMZ. Look, TMZ, I love you. I read you every day. Every day. It's so difficult to find the pieces that are the story and not some other ad or blurb under some... I really wish I could just like get all the commercials and all of the pictures out of the TMZ stories. Just give me a blurb. That's all I want. I get it. You're looking for me to scroll down. You're looking for me to stay on the page. I get it. I understand. But I want to be on record as saying I hate it. So Aubrey Plaza and her late husband had been separated from September of 2024. The Emmy is saying Jeff's manner of death is suicide, which lines up with what was originally said from law enforcement. The husband was found dead in his Los Angeles area home. This is Aubrey Plaza. You might know her from, is she on Community, Parks and Rec? What's she on? Which one's she on?
Parks and Rec.
Okay. And she's also in season two of White Lotus. And she's also, she's been in a ton of stuff. Oh, she's so great.
The Disney show about the witch.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No. The
Wicked?
The one that came after...
The one with Selena, Wizards of Waverly Place?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Something Ever After. Agatha Ever After. That's it. She was in that. She was really good.
I don't know anything about that.
That
sounds like a great show, though.
It was really good. I mean,
what was Witchy Poo on?
Witchy Poo.
Was that on...
Witchy Poo. Why do I know Witchy Poo?
Why? What was Witchy Poo on? It's not
from when we were kids.
Is it Bewitched?
It might have been Bewitched.
I think it was Sigmund the Sea Monster. No, H.R. Puffin stuff. There you go.
Oh.
That's Witchy Poo!
Witchy Poo. There she is. Oh my God, I have not thought of Witchy Poo and...
Boy, they really worked that nose, didn't they?
They sure did.
That was some good makeup back then.
The big noses in America are offended.
Mm. Well, at least you don't have giant warts all over it.
What?
Witchy Poo.
Talking about me? I don't have a big nose.
By the way... Are you telling me that...
Look at you. You can't take your eyes off
Are you telling me that Billy Hayes, okay. I thought it was a guy named Bill playing Witchy Poo.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on. Sorry. She does not play Witchy Poo, but she's in apparently something called Agatha Ever After. Anything Aubrey Plaza's in is probably good. She just plays the same character all the time. She's so snarky. I love her. So he was found in January. They had separated back in September. He was found in January in his house. The Emmy's death investigation says Jeff's dog walker found him and called police. Officers say the dog walker told them that it's a woman, the dog walker. She showed up to his home January 3rd at her normal time to walk his dog. She heard loud music coming from within the house, which was unusual. She unlocked the front door and found his body. Cops say that they'd been told that he'd been separated since 2024. Jeff had a phone conversation with Aubrey the night before he was found dead. They spoke to Aubrey on the phone and confirmed the separation. And Aubrey told them that Jeff had made concerning remarks in October, which prompted her to call a friend to perform a welfare check on her husband, estranged husband. And Aubrey also told them, this is the cops, that Jeff had been attending therapy, as far as she knew, since the alleged October incident, and said he hadn't had any previous suicide attempts. They've been together for quite a long time. I'm looking at a picture of them here from 2014, long before they were married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see their marriage date here. And then she says that the last time she heard from him was the morning of that he was found dead. 7:36, he sent her a text message. No drugs or alcohol. No suicide note. They married in 2021.
He was in the business too, right?
Yeah, I forget what his deal was. I don't know. He's a good looking guy. I want to say he was like a behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, I thought
though.
So too. I thought he was a director or something.
Yeah. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, 988 is your number. And you can also go to 988lifeline.org. So there's just a little update on that. Oh, the Kanye stuff. I could skip it. Maybe I'll just skip it. All right, let's talk about, I'm skipping it. Maybe I'm not. Let me just tell you what's going on real quick, and then I won't spend a lot of time. Kanye's going crazy, burning bridges with everyone on earth and picking fights over the last few days. He launched a Twitter attack on Jay-Z and Beyonce that called their kids the R word. To put it gently, he questioned the mental capacity of their 7-year-old twins, Rumi and Sir.
Oh.
On the blunt side, he called them the actual R word, blamed it on the fact that they were conceived via artificial insemination. He later took the tweet down, said he felt bad about it. And then later he said, I regret taking it down. My Twitter is a one-way conversation. In another His Twitter's ridiculous. In one tweet, he calls the Kardashians sex workers who sex traffic all the black children they strategically produce. So now you should know that he also dropped his album and then undropped it yesterday. This is that Bully album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as of yesterday, you could find it.
There was, as of yesterday, he'd put up three posts and took two down. And then this morning, there was no posts. So...
But the album itself, you were unable to locate.
I can't find
it. Okay. Well, maybe it's only on Tidal or something, which I'm sure Jay-Z is like, well, it's not on there anymore. He called my kids the R word.
Oh, I doubt that. I doubt they're on Tidal anymore.
Yeah, don't ask me. Anyway, and of course, Kim is losing her mind, because of course you're losing your mind. She's like freaking out that you don't say that about anybody, let alone kids of your supposed friend. You know... Britney did need a conservatorship at one time. She did. It was the right thing for her at that time. It maybe went on too long. I don't know.
Well, she's a lot better now. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She does seem a lot better. I'm going to say that I've never seen anyone who needed a conservatorship more than Kanye right now. Like, can someone please find a way to help him? I just feel like he's going to end up... Someone's going to kill him just from being so mad at him for all the things he says. It's just, it's not going to end well. I actually am surprised it's gone on so long and we're all just kind of watching it happen.
Well, there's nothing that...
No, I can't do anything about it.
There's no... You can't commit people.
Unless they... Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, they might be able to... Isn't a 51-50 an up?
Hold, yeah.
You can hold someone for, but then if they aren't showing themselves to be a harm to themselves, then they are released.
I feel like he's showing it and showing it and showing it. But anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with his album, Bully. He also put a short film out in order to promote the thing. It's like 45 minutes long. We were unable to find it. It may or may not be out. It may or may not be something that is findable for you. If you just have to hear the latest Kanye record at this point, I'm like, I don't even want to hear that. All right. I'm out of time. I barely had to talk about it. Just a little bit.
That's good.
You know, I
handled it well.
Thanks. Yesterday, I was just like, I'm just going to read the headlines. I don't want to talk about this at all. It's always something with him. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
You've got mail.
Oh. After these?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see all the pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. The San Francisco Zoo and Gardens is a place for everyone. Guests of all ages can connect with animals from around the world.
Sweet.
And as an important conservation facility, they'll be enthralled, engaged, and eager to take action. Learn more by visiting sfzoo.org. Here's what's happening. There's like high clouds out there right now. We should see sun today, though. But right now, over the city of San Francisco, there's still some haze or clouds, bluish.
No rain, though, right?
No rain.
That's good.
Sun later. Today is the first day of spring. So there's that.
Oh, happy spring.
Yeah, happy spring. Exactly. March Madness starts today. Sarah's bracket's done. I still haven't gotten mine finished up, but.
You can't even read mine.
Why?
I just can't. I mean, I just scribbled everything.
All right.
So I'll be able to lie and say, oh, no, no, no. That's the.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm definitely going to win it all.
You've got mail.
Oh. Do I?
Did that sound like it? Or I never used to get that. Did. I didn't have.
Oh, I have it here.
Email until I got here to work.
You've got mail.
By then, that was long over. AOL. That was AOL, right?
Yes, it was. Remember that? It was such a weird, like they, I can see why they would try to make.
You've got mail.
There it is.
You've got mail.
Do it again.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
It identical.
Oh my God. It's like you're the same person.
Thanks, everyone.
Make it, see if you can make it fuzzier.
Yeah,
how was that?
You've got mail.
You got mail.
Oh my God.
Nice job.
Anyway, I know, Sarah, you have.
What did I do?
You've evolved beyond paying for things with checks.
Yes.
That doesn't happen.
No.
In Mill Valley.
It just doesn't happen. And people who have like gone, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. Okay, great.
There's something good about it.
Really,
something,
what?
Something satisfying about writing a check, putting it in
like
the envelope,
all right,
mailing it out.
You know what?
Do you still have a mailbox?
Of course I do. Yeah.
I don't mean an email mailbox. I mean a mailbox.
You know what? I don't have a traditional mailbox anymore. I have a little mail slot. Yeah.
Where's your slot?
It's on the front porch.
So
the
they have to walk up to your house.
They do.
And shove it through the front door.
It's next to the front door. It's like a little, it's just a little, I don't know. It's big enough for like a little packet of letters and maybe like one or two catalogs, but any kind of anything bigger than that. I don't have a regular like on a post out at the front. They got to come up on my front steps. They love it.
Oh.
They being the postal deliverers.
5% of people say that they need or want all the mail they still receive.
Oh.
Love it. Love to get the mail. Love to bring it into the house. Love to sit down. Love to look it all over.
I wouldn't say I love it, but I do want my mail and I don't want to have to go to a P.O. box to get my mail. I want my mail.
13% say, some of the stuff I need, most of it, it's okay.
Most bills I get e-bills.
I get those too, but there's still a few that come through as paper bills.
Yeah.
Put them in an envelope, write the check.
Mm.
That's why I'm still writing checks.
Do you pay bills through like an app on for your bank?
My bank is how the bills that I pay online, it's right through my bank, but some of them, and they've gotten better. I'm kind of I'm not in one of the big giant banks. Charles Schwab is, I don't know.
Well, they're a big bank, but they're not necessarily where you do. They're kind of a brokerage.
Yes.
More than just like a checking account.
Right. They have all the stuff, and that's why I've made it work, but there's definitely some where they're like, we can't pay that one.
Really?
No.
Oh.
We're not in a partnership with them or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. So okay. I do bill pay through Wells, just on the Wells Fargo website. And you can hand enter any little. And to me, I'm like, well, I'm not paying for the stamp on that. Good.
No, I'm with you. And actually, they've gotten better. So I might even need to just go back and try again. And they might be able to hit the people that I gave up on it. I went, okay, well, then I'll just handle it myself. 51% of people, though, say they care. They could care less
about any of the mail.
Keep it. All of it.
I always feel like there's a potential surprise in the mail for me every day. Like, will I get a letter from someone or will there be some interesting item in
When's
there?
When's the last time you got a letter? You were surprised, pleasantly surprised
probably
with a handwritten letter.
Probably my birthday. Like, you know, you get cards and letters from people that you know.
Sure.
And I do at Christmas time, I definitely love to see people's Christmas cards, even though I don't do them anymore. Because F that noise. Come on.
Isn't that funny that that's part of the Severance show?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Never
you mind. Don't?
Mm-mm. I'm on episode. I think I've finished 7 episodes.
Just say it's a form of torture.
Yes.
You do know about it then.
I do know about it.
Of course you do.
Yes.
It's interesting.
And she's a lefty too. Like, I was like, oh, that looks extra.
As you've said for ever, you know, Christmas doesn't happen without mom. And I would say, okay, I'm with you on that to some extent. You're not going to get me to put together a Christmas card list or to fill them out or to mail away with some photos to have them sent back as a picture. Like, it's all stuff I've never done and wouldn't do.
Right.
Meanwhile, if that's happening, it's the moms of the world.
Yeah.
And you just finally said, middle finger to that.
I just thought to myself, I've been through enough this year. I don't want to. I just am not doing it.
And then guess what happened?
Nothing.
Everyone lived.
Everyone totally. Although I had at least one person go, it was weird. I thought maybe I'd fallen off your list. I was like, no, you
and everyone else, you're all off my list. There's no more lists.
It was Sherry. Sherry, like, I don't know if she's got like a scorecard. I don't do that well. I'm just not. She's like, you know how there's certain people are really good friends. They're good at being a friend. They're good at keeping in touch. They're good at remembering your birthday or whatever. And I am not that person. Like, I have not called you. Not because for any reason other than it just didn't. I'm just not that good of a friend. Like, I actually feel like my friendship skills are lacking when there's something. So she goes to me. She's like, oh, no. So no Christmas card this year, huh? I'm like, oh, no. Nope.
Yeah, you say that. But you're also someone who, as I've worked with you through the years, especially early on, you're like, oh, that person. Let's send them a gift basket. I'm like, what? Who does that? Everyone, Vinny. Everyone does that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Everyone with a woman area? Because no dudes I know send gift baskets to people ever.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, very like, I'm on this. I'm what?
Don't worry about it.
Clickety clack. Okay.
Gifts don't happen without mom. Don't worry. I'll send a little thank you note.
So, you know, give yourself a little credit. You may be missing some of the stuff, but you're still getting way more than most men do.
To my friends who I have let down, I do love you. I just am not. You're better at being a friend than I.
Sherry.
Sherry's a really good friend.
Sherry's in Australia right now.
Is she? I don't go on social media, so I have no idea where she is.
I know where your friend is vacationing.
Wow.
That's right. I don't go on social.
And you don't.
Now that you've reminded me, she's daughter lives actually in New Zealand.
Oh!
So that's probably why they're there.
A woman in Texas hit the lottery last month for $83.5 million.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so jealous of her.
They haven't paid her yet.
Oh, why?
And there's a chance they won't.
Why? Oh, my God.
She bought the ticket through a courier app called Jackpocket that's owned by the gambling site DraftKings. You pay through the app, and they send someone to go buy your ticket.
Okay.
Lawmakers in Texas have been moving to ban that app and other apps like it.
But it isn't banned.
Partly because Texas state law says you have to pay cash for lotto tickets, which you can't do through an app.
Mm.
The state Senate recently passed a bill that would have banned them, but the House didn't pass it, so it never became law. Courier apps have been operating in Texas since 2016. 9% of tickets sold in the state, lottery tickets, are bought through a courier app.
Then they have to honor this. There is no law against it. And this is just somebody greedy going that she doesn't get that money. That's BS. If 9% of all the tickets, that's ridiculous. I'm so mad on her behalf. She won $85 million. Give it to her.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott launched an investigation into the wind and that's why she hasn't been paid. The lottery says they won't pay up until the investigation is complete. And she's not the only one they're investigating. They're also looking into a big lotto win from 23, where a company in New Jersey bought so many tickets, they basically guarantee to win.
Oh.
Mm.
Is that a thing people can do? Is that me or you? That was a solid tummy grumble.
Oh, it was a ton. I didn't hear it. Hmm. They spent $25 million and won $95
million. Oh.
That's what this New Jersey company did.
That's a good way to do it.
If you've got $25 million to
spend.
I'm
going to find a way to get that, and then we'll... Yeah, how many numbers?
Didn't we hear someone so olden days, like Shakespeare or someone, made a fortune by buying up all the...
Shakespeare.
No, you're right. It was Shakespeare. I forget what he bought up all of, but he did. He was hoarding stuff and then selling it off.
Oh.
Here, I'll find out for you.
I can't remember all the details, but it goes like way back, and it was just someone who was smart enough to go,
people are
going to
need that.
If I just do this, I'll get it.
Oh my
I'll win
God.
All the stuff.
People looking for ways to beat the system.
There it is. $25 million spent. They won $95 million. It's a good profit.
He was a grain hoarder.
Grain?
Yeah.
You think that'd get all mildew?
He was hoarding grain.
Until the famine?
When there was a shortage, he would go and sell it.
Goodness.
He's also a tax evader.
Well, Shakespeare. I mean... Things weren't the way they are now.
This woman's lawyer says, this case isn't like the $25 million for 95. Both, there, you guys owe her the money.
You do owe her the money. That is, I actually feel like without a law on the books that says you can't, she gets that money.
No, this is so shady.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's someone who somehow, although... I don't know who gets money that isn't claimed from the lottery. They don't split it up between the workers.
No.
Do they?
The state just keeps it.
The state just keeps it?
Yeah, or puts it towards whatever their funds go to. Mm. It's education or whatever.
Yeah, I got a feeling very little goes to education. They make it all, it benefits education and does it. Does it though, really?
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Fact. Chicago.
Yes.
Is nicknamed the Windy City.
Okay.
But the actual windiest place in America is Dodge City, Kansas, which has an average speed of 13.9 miles per hour.
Just always wind. I hate windy.
Wind sucks.
I just don't want anything to do with it.
It's noisy in your ears. It
bothersome.
Ruins the surf.
My
it
hair dries sticks your to my lips.
Out.
Yeah,
it's just
everything.
The worst.
I don't like
wind. Get
wind.
Out, wind.
So Kansas, because there's nothing to block it, huh?
Dodge
it just gets
City.
Going across the plains, and you—that's it. You're screwed. 13 mile an hour winds on the average—that's too much.
Sports Illustrated once determined that their cover is a jinx 37% of the time. So about 2 out of every 5 people or teams they put on their cover went on to lose or fail.
But the other, but the majority went on to win.
In 1983!
Okay, no more questions about that one.
Before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
Wow.
Wow.
That would have been a very different trajectory.
Yes, good hair.
Does he?
We could headbang.
I thought it was all fell
I
out.
He's bald now.
Yeah, he's
But back then, I'm sure it was luxurious.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Was it? I feel like it was like receding. It was like if Dio really was losing it.
Nintendo.
Know. Yes.
Named Mario after the landlord of their first warehouse, Mario Segale.
Oh. Hey, Mario.
It was a way to get an extension on paying rent.
Oh.
Oh, that's smart.
I mean, yeah. Whatever works, right?
Right.
My hometown is named after a railroad and the president, so that they'd put the railroad in the town. They named the town after him so that we'd get the railroad. Kaiser.
Kaiser.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
And his name is Kaiser?
His name was John Kaiser or George Kaiser or something like that, yeah.
I'm thinking of Kaiser Sose.
Different spelling.
Isn't that a name from the, what is that?
The Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
Who is Kaiser Sose?
Who is he?
He was written on a board right up there. He's right there at the back. Oh, did I just give away the whole movie?
Great. Great job, Sarah.
Oh, well. That is from like 1995, probably.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a list of 5 invasive animals, and they want to send Americans out into the world to hunt, catch, and cook them.
Oh, invasive.
Eating invasive species can help protect native wildlife by reducing the numbers and limiting the damage the species can cause to ecosystems. All so right. Please,
what am I?
I gotta eat.
Get out there and hunt nutria.
Oh yeah,
what's that?
They're like giant rats, and I had them at my house.
And you ate them?
No.
Oh
God, no.
Well, you just said we have to eat them.
There's a river, or it's not a river; it's a little
creek
behind my house. And we had all these trees that we'd not done anything
and
about.
And nutria is the name of these things.
And they were climbing out of this waterway, onto the trees, across over onto this pergola we had. And then they were living on the pergola.
Ah, it's a nice safe place to live, though.
Well, yeah, until one of them fell off for whatever reason. I don't know if he was just like, you know, had a nutria heart attack or, you know, was choking on something.
Yeah, sure, but nutria choking.
There it is on the ground below the nest they'd built.
Oh, so you see him on the ground, you look up, and you're like, oh, my God, we're infested.
It was bigger than a football.
Oh, my God. Humongous. Oh,
like
a river rat, like a muskrat.
Giant.
Gosh. Better call ACCO.
Yeah.
Nutria. You might like them. You had one before?
I have not, but
nutritious.
I've seen them eaten.
Oh, you.
I watched Naked and Afraid. They eat everything on Naked and Afraid.
Oh.
Nutrias.
They catch a nutria. Huh?
Yeah,
green iguanas.
Oh, They say they taste like chicken. Does it taste like chicken or does it taste like eel?
Reptiles taste mostly like chicken.
Iguanas breed like rabbits and they're here to stay. So please hunt them and eat them.
Oh.
Can't wait.
Well, these are all potential food sources for us as food becomes more scarce.
Invasive
and eggs
carp.
Are impossible to get. Yeah, they do say do not throw your goldfish into the river.
I've eaten carp. Not good.
Oh.
Very bony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't carp. To me, they look like a cross between a catfish and a goldfish.
They do look like a catfish in that they've got that
whiskery kind of flat mouth thing going.
I like catfish, though. You had that before?
Yeah, I've had that. I don't have feelings about it. I basically like all fish. Tilapia always tastes dirty to me, but other than that,
And feral hogs and wild boar.
Wild boar. Go ahead and eat those.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Eat up, Maddie. Get up.
Delicious. I mean, we're talking about pork here. Like, let's do this. Let's kill them and eat them.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Okay.
Singing Eat the Nutria to the tune of Feed the World.
Eat the Nutria.
Well, it's not your best work, but I liked it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You can do that.
Schools get 100% of unclaimed lottery jackpots, says 415. However, It has been reported that for every dollar the schools receive from the lottery is one less dollar from the state's budget. So basically a tax swap.
Right. The state doesn't have to now pay for there's something really fishy about it. It's not in addition to what they would normally get. It like offsets what taxpayers pay in or something. I don't know.
415 asked, does that mean porn star Doug is also in Australia? Yes, he's down under as well.
Yes, he is down under.
Their photos together. Then he is a stud. Doug is the man. Go, Doug.
For 45 minutes. Keep on going. Just go and go. Go.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, you don't know about Doug?
I do now. Pretty much solved that mystery. 45 minutes, huh?
Yeah. Every time. That's why she, so Sherry like runs for the hills.
Oh, she does not.
Oh,
she
my God,
loves
please.
Him.
Can
are
you call me when you call me at minute 44, please? I'll come in and show you my boobs or something for the last minute.
What?
There you go. Okay, great. See you next time.
She's crazy. She's thrilled.
Oh, okay.
She's super served.
That's for sure.
And evidently super
sized. I'll let her know. I'll let her know.
From what we learned earlier this morning. His shillelagh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doug Shillelagh? No, I don't know. I don't know about Doug Shillelagh.
Your husband's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, his shillelagh is not a 45-minute monster.
What's coming up in the trash,
okay,
Sarah?
Ed Sheeran, John Legend, and Dua Lipa.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.